Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 24th day in the month of September 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is yet ready to do something new, something beautiful in our lives this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "What you see is what you get." What you see is what you get. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 11, Standing on the Promises of Christ our King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Nahum chapter 1 to chapter 3, and our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 13 verse 15. Genesis chapter 13 verse 15, which says, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Our Bible reading is taken from Numbers chapter 13 from verse 16 to 33. Numbers chapter 13 from verse 16 to 33. From verse 16 it reads, "These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun." Jehoshua. "And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, Get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that dwell therein, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Amat. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, Talmai, and the children of Anak were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down the tents, a branch with one cluster of grape, and they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because of the clusters of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in, and the land and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekite dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go at once and possess it, for we are able
to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were there in their sight." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. Once again, our topic says, what you see is what you get. Our manual today reads, God and Abraham had a conversation one night in Genesis 15 from verse 3 to 6. And Abraham reminded God that he had not given him an heir. In response, God told him to go outside and see if he could count the stars. He then told him that his children would be as many as the stars. You might wonder, why did God have to tell Abraham to go outside and look at the stars? Why did he just tell him that his descendants would be so many that it would be impossible to count them? I believe it was because God needed Abraham to see what he would be getting. Similarly, in Genesis 13 from verse 14 to 17, God told Abraham, "All the land you see shall be yours." He also said, "Move away from where you are. Walk through the land as far as you can, and it shall all be yours." God knew that for Abraham to own the land, he had to first have a vision of it. In any situation you find yourself and you see what you will get, in any economy where people complain that things are tough, if you see poverty, that is what you will get. Likewise, if you see abundance, you will experience it. In a situation where doctors say there is no hope, if you see life, you will have life. All you have to do is regulate your faith to see only what Jesus has promised you, and that is what you will get. In today's Bible reading, Moses sent the 12 spies to check out the land of Canaan, and they came back with reports. While Caleb and Joshua saw themselves inhabiting the land, the remaining 10 spies saw giants and a land that swallowed up its inhabitants. Joshua and Caleb saw God's mighty ability, but the others saw themselves as grasshoppers. In the end, everyone got what they saw. The 10 spies were swallowed up in the wilderness while Joshua and Caleb got into the land and inhabited it. Like we see in Numbers 32 from verse 11 to 12. Beloved, what do you see in your life, marriage, or career? Whatever you see is what you will get. If you see victory, you will walk in it. However, if you see defeat, you will experience it. God wants you to see correctly, and the only way to do this is to know what he says in his word. What has God said about your home, your children, your health, your career, and your life? Believe his promises concerning you, and they will come to pass. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, no matter the circumstances that surround you, stand by what God has promised in his word. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us.
Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.